When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Hello there, travellers, and well met!
Yes, we're back! We had a little bit of a hiatus here on Funjuns and Flagons. A little thing called the holidays occurred. A little thing called Maud got a job that paid for 8 months' rent, so had to take it.
Congratulations. Yes. I mean, congratulations.
And also ran out of funds for Funjuns and Flagons. So now we can do episode 9 and 10, and that can only happen because of Patreon. So I do want to take a second to say thank you to everyone who's throwing money at their screens to make this happen. It's because of you that we do have a show. We've actually got some new BBCCs as well.
Wow.
So a tiny round of applause for 4 seconds only for Amir and Matthew. Adam, Caitlin, DVK, Joe, Jonathan, Nathan, Skylar, Steve, Terry, also still with the BBCCs. Now, I don't sound 100%. It's because I'm not. I got my ass kicked by CES, but I did the hangout with the BBCCs last night.
Oh, nice.
From bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, too, can I just jump in here, guys, and just say, you know, no agenda, no reason for this, but like, you know, some people get sick and they sound worse.
Plus one, because you just don't even like.
Thank you. But look, really, seriously, everybody, there's so many people who, when they get sick, they sound like shit.
Plus three.
And I mean, the main thing is how good she looks, despite the fact that she's still sick.
Plus one.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to say,
a rule that has formed throughout the course of this campaign is while I'm doing the introduction, any genuine compliment will get you an addition to whatever first role you have in the episode. And you are currently at a plus four.
Wow.
Ooh, the first thing you do.
Just keep going up without even saying anything.
She did say plus one and then plus three in addition to that.
Hey, you can do math. That's an extra plus one.
Thank you.
Wow, that's. To be fair, from what I've seen from the last two episodes, you need them.
My very bad. A little bit.
Plus one for the truth bomb.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Was it like six fours in a row?
A little bit.
Four.
It was a rough one for Hector, but he's gonna pull through because we got a great moderator here with us tonight. Everybody, let's give a round of applause.
Yay!
Plus one.
That was
plus two.
Yeah.
Got everyone in on it. I want to thank our partner. We did partner up with Art and Arcana, a D&D book that has been out. You can grab it on Amazon. Everyone on the BBCC has got a copy of theirs. But if you do want to get into D&D, the artwork in that one, it's spectacular. What was that?
He was just doing a fantastic Vanna White impression.
Yes, I was presenting it. I'm assuming it's behind us.
It will be.
Yeah. Now.
That's your problem.
And that ain't my problem.
That's why we got a chuckle from over there. He was like, okay.
Also, if you are watching this video, just click the description so you can see all the $50 patrons as well. You can read their names and give them a high five if you see them in the comments too. So what is Funjuns and Flagons? Real quick.
Hector. Oh, of course. No, this is a D&D-esque show.
D&D, negative one.
D&D-esque show. It's a role-playing
Samantha.
Game where we...
Yes?
Take over.
Okay. Where we allow the moderator, Maud, and the brilliant storytellers at home to guide us on a quest of fun, Funjuns, drinking, flagons, and finding ourselves within.
Mm-hmm. Plus one. Rob, do you want to take over what the rules are?
I mean, the rules are there are no rules except
one.
What you decide are the rules. And Cheech Marin, Hector, myself, and you will just keep having a wonderful time.
What's her name again? What are the roles about?
Rules.
Oh, of course, 15 and up. Ooh, boy. You're sitting pretty with that one. 11 and higher, it means it's going to work, but you're not getting the bells and whistles. 10 and under, uh-oh, that's an uh-oh situation. That's a negative, but it ain't hurting you. But 5 and under, oh boy, go sit in the corner. 1, you might as well go home.
That's a plus 2.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
What happens if you get a 4 four times in a row? What happens then?
Well, that's 16.
You got to take a whole month off to really recoup from that one.
And that's the real reason why we had the break over the holidays. Thank you, Hector.
Thank you.
Also, because you guys did level up, it's 10 and higher is successful. So if you do roll that 10, you get it. It's not an 11 anymore. So there you
10
go.
10 or higher.
10 or higher. That's because you guys leveled
we
up.
We really need that help.
Just need 6 that? More to my rolls, and I can really get to the just barely working.
Also, these guys have a little thing called charges, since they possess legendary weapons. If they and when they choose to, they are able to activate a charge. Well, they'll roll that d20, and there's a list of suggestions on what that thing could be. Some of them are good. Some of them are great. Some of them are unlucky. But that's the risk that you take with the charge. So that's an effect too. So what happened previously on Funjuns and Flagons? After battling a pack of werewolves, including an alpha, and with Dave's body still taken over by the legendary spirit Garda, our heroes ventured... I think there was an extra N in there that didn't need to be in there. Mm. Our heroes ventured... Plus one more. Our heroes ventured... This doesn't sound right to me.
This sounds fine to
it
me.
It is all right?
Too much medicine.
Hey, everybody. Mod's right. That word is wrong. Yeah. It's not ventured. It's
negative
ventured.
One. It'll never learn. Our heroes ventured towards the Fire Mountain on the quest to obtain the final elemental stone. They were confronted by the guardian of the mountain, Galrog, called Vipianus. Thanks, Amy Vorpal. Samantha used this opportunity to take a mysterious potion that made him sound like the central Sean Connery. Give us a demo.
Yes.
Plus one? Which Garda slash Dave ended up quite liking. Inside the mountain, there are a series of rooms, each with a unique challenge that must have been solved before entering the next room. The trio had to create all four elements, fight off minions of fire... Solve the clue to correct... My God, Maud. -3.
My God, Maud.
You called me a god? Plus one?
Yes.
That was really clever, too. Solve the clue for the correct potion, something the tortle from the tavern did not succeed in. And then face off with the giant fiery Galrog. Things weren't looking so great for our heroes, but then Samantha's skull suggested using the storm giant to create a huge storm over the peak of the mountain to drench the Galrog with rain, torrential rain, and conquer her once and for all. Our heroes, weary from battle, are still in the apex of the Fire Mountain, the Firestone within their grasp, and with Samantha finally laying down the moves to land Garda's affection. Bounce, chicka, wow, wow. So you guys are back in there now. I believe that all your weapons are strewn about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you tried to throw them very unsuccessfully. Samantha, I believe that we were interrupting a moment that you had.
Yes, we were. Garda, where were we?
You tell me. Oh my God.
What?
Garda? It's something...
I've been here this whole time.
There's something wrong with your eyes. I can see it in your...
I've been stuck in this body the whole time! Samantha!
Welcome back, Dave.
Hi!
Hey, Dave.
I've been here... You have no idea what I've been...
So you've seen everything. No,
I've seen...
Oh, no. That's great. That's good, because the plan was that with Garda's... time running out. She had like 6 hours, right? Like six hours?
Something like 6 hours.
I said, okay. If you've got
I didn't even have a say in this.
Sharing a body, then you saw everything that happened.
I saw everything.
And you everything. See... You
do you
want
to roll to breathe fire?
Out my nose.
Yes. Ten.
Okay.
He was a true gentleman about the whole thing, really.
Well, actually, you were a true gentleman.
Thank you. Hector
was a true gentleman.
That's right.
I am very sorry about the beginning of that whole thing where I came on quite strong.
She did.
You
didn't stop.
That was Garda.
You didn't stop.
Me?
It
wasn't right. It was not right because it wasn't Dave.
I was... not in control of myself.
But you were in there somewhere.
I think if I remember correctly, she was coming on to him. Samantha wasn't feeling it.
It was weird.
By the end, it almost looked like sparks were flying.
Yes.
They were sparks.
Exactly.
Was
Garda sober?
About half of the time, she did sober up. By the second time, she did sober up.
I mean,
up.
Maybe this is a teachable moment. I don't know.
Garda, are you still in there? Garda!
Please explain.
Nothing happened.
No.
And...
it was about to, but damn it.
So close.
Okay, this
is... really rooting for you there,
bud. I have to say what I did witness through my prison of Gardeness.
I'm very sorry you were in a prison. That sucks.
Was two people who... came together and we worked as a team.
Yes,
and
we did.
Whilst I was very sad to see what happened to the poor bitch at the sad girl,
yeah,
I feel
It's we're okay, all still Dave. Torn up about
like
it.
We, Dave, I feel like we did work as a team for maybe the first time.
Dave, aww. I'm just going to put this out there. You're a super mega hottie. But if you coming back means that we're going back to our platonic friendship, partnership, which is what it was. As soon as, remember in the beginning, I did sort of come on to you and you were like, no way, Jose. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Let's still work together because, you know, you had the map, you had the quest and everything. Then that's fine.
It's been a very emotional.
I get that. I get and, that.
Probably coming down.
Just do me a favor.
It's not just the coming down. It's the whole kind of, you know, I didn't expect to make friends.
Aww.
Dave.
What was your goal as well?
Oh, yeah.
To be confirmed.
There you go.
It's still 10 or higher. Than what you've done. So that was just a note.
TBC.
To be confirmed.
I thought you wanted to be confirmed as a person, like validated. Literally TBC.
We never decided what my goal was. But I feel.
To be determined.
Like, well, TBD would have been better. Yes. Yes. Not to be continued.
Yeah.
To be confirmed. Maybe a new acronym.
I think you knew what your goal was all along, and it was. To make friends.
That's the best part of any journey. It's not about the treasure, even though that's my goal. I had to double check really quick. But it's about the friends
Dave,
you make along the way.
Dave.
Your arm's not looking great, my man.
It isn't.
What
is it? The adrenaline's kind of blocking it out right now. Oh. Is it this one? This one. Let's call it the righty.
Yeah, it's the righty.
Mm-hmm.
It's weeping quite badly.
Ooh.
You did. You had fleas in your arm
to
stop the wound.
You did.
But
I'm
it looks
to help my friend.
Somewhat infected.
Mm.
Also, your weapons are everywhere. You probably need to rest. And this firestone is like this orb beckoning you. Mm. What would you like to do?
How far away is the firestone?
I feel like we should use the firestone to cauterize your wounds.
Ooh!
Can we do that?
I could take it.
I mean, that's the medical.
Oh, gosh.
That's obviously not what you have
You
planned.
Should just probably just burp on his arm.
Oh, yeah, I guess
well,
you could.
I could do that.
Here, buddy.
Okay.
This is gonna.
I can do
Hector.
This.
Can you
breathe.
Roll for me? That was
Hector,
a good burp.
Hang on, buddy.
But don't worry.
On, buddy.
12. Okay.
Plus 4.
Oh, 16.
Oh.
I mean, there's fire on your arm. That doesn't tickle.
Mm.
You're getting burnt. You're getting singed.
Mm.
But the infection's gone.
I think it burned it right out. I think that's just closed up tight.
It's closed up.
Uh huh.
There you go.
I'll roll it out.
Did you guys want to have a?
Oh, break? I had this. Sorry, I had this first aid kit the whole time.
Ooh.
You've got the self-healing.
What a waste.
Right.
Oh. Egg on our face, right?
Your arm is like so...
I love how VI penis is crossed out on this piece of paper.
Yes.
VI penis. That's good. No taking back Garter right there.
It's scarred.
Yeah, but it's still here and we're proud of it.
But you guys, you've taken some damage. Did you want to rest?
Yes. Can I, before we rest, try to knock out two birds with one stone?
Sure.
Or what's the stupid PETA saying? Like kiss,
a bird
feed two
eyes.
Worms, two birds with one worm?
Mm. No,
whatever.
On behalf of the worms, though, I'm still offended.
Feed two birds with one loaf.
With one loaf. Here's what, I'll try to do that. I would like to use my mastery of the wind element to simultaneously pick up the firestone, bring it towards us, and Hector's weapons that are scattered about.
Ooh, thank you.
Oh, nice.
And seems unnecessary when we could just
so
pick them
by
up.
By bringing the fire stone, all the stones for the first time in 1,000 years. Will be together.
Earth. Fire. Wind.
Oh, wait.
Heart.
Because you grew your heart.
Now we have all the elements.
When your powers combine.
But you will get an onslaught of your memories in your past life. Would you like to rest before that?
You want to sleep a little bit before?
Let's take a rest. Let's just sleep a little bit. Let's heal up.
Can everyone roll for me? The higher you roll past 10, the more you heal. Mm-hmm.
6. Great.
12 plus 6 is 18.
Oh, 6 plus 4 is 10.
Oh, okay. So you, how much damage did you have?
You know what? It wasn't clear. Let's say I had 3 hearts.
Okay. One of them's healed.
Cool.
I rolled an 18.
All right, looks like I got 2 down.
Yep. They're healed. And one of the hearts healed. Great.
Okay, great.
So boom. It's just you, I mean, obviously your arm. It's just not letting you rest very well.
Not
you're
feeling real good.
Not feeling great. You
got
can't
a solid
do that.
6.
Yes. Question.
Do we get our charges back or no?
Oh, yes, you do. How many charges are you down?
I had 4. I'm down 2. So do I get those 2 back?
Roll again for me for your charges.
I've got 3.
You get automatically 1 back
15.
And your second back.
Oh, yeah.
You got full charges?
No, I actually just refreshed them, but I had 2 down.
Okay,
so.
Show me. One all right.
They're still out?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I still
That's
got 5.
That was a 1.
Dave
that was the first one of the First one of the episode.
Oh, I'm just going to use charge right now, actually.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it.
Do before it before bed.
Two more
bed.
Episodes.
Two
just
more
do
episodes.
It.
I've got lots of charges.
19.
Where was that one a second ago?
Horrible waste of a 19.
I know, right? Oh. All right.
Turns out, Chloe's back.
You get the respectable spectacles. Your character is now wearing the respectable spectacles, and all persuasion rolls of a 5 or higher will be successful automatically. When you roll less than a 4, though, the spectacles will break and fade away. Respectable spectacles. Wow. A.K.A. you're charismatic as f***.
Well, like, yes. Dave didn't need any help with that, though. No. Am I right? Nah.
She's a babe.
She's a babe.
Very charismatic.
Swing.
That's an in-joke I don't get.
What? Dave's personality's
I'll show you later. I'll show you later.
Sweet. Starter has loosened me up. Yeah.
So we've rested. You've summoned the Firestone.
Wow.
Firestone is there.
Got all my weapons.
Back. It's we're in resting. The trident. And Dave... Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. You... feel different. You charge up. You have no control over your body. You elevate 3 feet off the ground. Oh, wind surrounds you. It forms over. It's a hurricane. You realize that there's sounds and noises and colors that you've never seen before. It's hard to look at. Your body starts changing shape. You are no longer a dragonborn.
How?
But you instead go to your original identity and your race, which is a... What do you look like now? What race are you right now?
I don't know. What are my choices?
The turtle one.
Definitely not. He died.
Human? Huh? Elf? Or...
Cat, genie, turtle, minotaur, dwarf, dragon.
Can't be dragon. Can't go back to that one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to think what else out there. What else do you reckon?
Storm giant.
Two more races.
Minotaur,
Orc.
Human, orc, human, elf.
Orc.
Tiefling.
Tiefling.
Halfling, yeah, tiefling.
Nah. Tiefling.
But
tiefling.
Your true form from a
tiefling. Tieflings right. are basically satyrs.
Very different.
Very true.
Magical
tiefling,
beings.
Orc, elf, human.
Mm-hmm. You know what I have
genie,
to be.
Fairy.
Orc.
I have to be orc, yes.
Boom.
Again.
Oh, righty, so you're a... Are you a...
Look at those
looks
chompers,
very
huh?
natural for you. Are you a male or a female?
Male.
No! The boys are back in town.
What is your real name?
What an interesting curse this was.
Wow, this is a turn up for the books. I am Smord.
Whoa!
So we've got Hector, Samantha,
yes,
and Smord.
Yes, Sam. Rob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm Rob. Call me Rob now. Yes, my name is Rob.
Smord.
R-A-U-B. Rob.
Smord.
All right, cheers. Smord.
Cheers to Smord.
Smord the orc. And you are inundated with information. You remember that you are originally part of this secret sect that is making sure the treaty stays into place. You remember that your friends in the group include a tortle, a minotaur, and a dwarf.
Oh,
they were your original group.
Oh, yeah.
You were there in the tavern with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this is a rough one, gang.
Drink.
And you realize that a shady figure who's really good at subterfuge lured you out of the tavern, cast a spell on you to wipe your mind, and transformed you to look completely different than you do right now. They use the power of air to be able to do this. You remember that that person that changed you is sitting next to you right now.
Wait, my buddy, best pal in the whole world?
Yep.
I can explain.
I have questions.
I have many questions.
Where was I when this happened?
I can explain.
Why did I go outside with you in the first place?
You recognized him from being in the opposing group, the one that wants to break the treaty.
Yeah, so...
This is going to need more explaining.
Yeah.
And more beer.
So I imagine you are back in your guise. Don't freak out, Hector. Don't freak out.
I might freak out.
Mainly, why were you trying to have
Smod?
Sex with me?
Is that right, Smod?
So
well,
many
Smod,
yeah.
I mean,
so many questions.
Well, that obviously because you're a very attractive individual. What's the?
That's good. Is it non-gender specific?
Yeah, 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 exactly. Poly, yeah, man. Poly, yeah, come on.
It's fair.
I'm down to get down. Okay, I can explain. Really? Yes. Okay. Okay. Here's the deal. Answers. Yes. So, Smod. I should start with an apology. Smod?
Yeah.
Okay. Smod?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I should start with an apology.
I'm like, I'm listening.
I found out that you had a map. And yes, it's still me. It's Samantha. I am a part of the opposing sect, the anti-treaty sect. The long, secret, hidden super secret society that has been attempting to, after generations and generations and generations, break the treaty. But I have good reason to, and I have good reason to do what I did, which was, I learned that you had a map, Smod, a map of all of the stones that we needed to attach to this trident. Why? Because this trident is the only thing that can defeat that evil frost giant. We're all in agreement with that. But I didn't have access to the map, and with your ingrained history with your group, there was no way that I could convince you to come along with me on a quest to borrow the map, if you will. So yes, I did a bad thing, which was to lure you outside of the bar with a promise of a lot of beer. Remember, if you can remember back, that's basically
beer.
That's right. That's what it was. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And when you were out there, I used a lot of my power, a lot of my magic to wipe your memory, to change your physical persona, and to wait for things to play out the way that they did. And once they did, you came back into the tavern, you disassociated with your group, which led me and my then-partner Tad, my now-partner Hector, to, as we have been treasure hunters for a very long time, and we're still buds, we're still buds. Okay, then that was when we swooped in to convince you to join our cause. And eventually we met up with The druid, I might as well say it now. It's all out in the open now. Smod's got his memory back. The druid that I've been working with this entire time. The druid is
Grimlong.
Also a part of my group. Yes, of course.
Grimlong Snakeface.
Grimlong Snakeface and I. Yes, he is in fact my skull. He is in here. Grimlong Snakeface.
I remember his head being bigger.
It was. It was shrunken down into this skull of a child. We've established this. This was a child's skull.
Well, that answers a lot
of
questions.
Not all my memories have come back now.
Fitting in.
Before you rightfully attack me or are enraged enough to kill me, you should know that Grimlong
Snakeface...
I'm
just confused.
Yes, it's confusing. I know. It's so confusing.
Also, where are my friends?
I don't know.
Ooh, well,
good
one
question.
One of them's dead. The other one is good as dead.
Yeah.
Which one's good as dead?
The Minotaur.
Okay, remember that one.
Yeah.
He's like mostly statue, but the head's still alive, but they've been chained to the front of a ship.
Oh, that was that Minotaur?
Yeah.
That was that Minotaur. And so, the turtle was dead already.
Definitely dead.
Definitely dead.
Yeah. Tried to sniff the potion out, couldn't smell.
That's the one.
One out of eight or something took the death potion.
Ain't that a bummer?
We can't let their deaths be in vain. We can't. Right?
I'm very confused right now because the first thing I want to do is there's many questions that are in my mind.
Yes.
Mainly I want to kill you and eat your face.
Yes.
But second off, I also just had an emotional moment where I realized that you are my friends. And now I don't know really what to do.
We still are your friends.
At the same time. Why have we been going through all this stuff to try and defeat the Storm Giant if you're working to... I don't understand.
Also, we're good. I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Really hands off. I thought we were just hanging.
I like cats.
Yeah.
Look.
Cat's good.
I'll be honest with you, Hector. I'll be honest with you.
Eiffel towered.
I heard word.
I hate that I get that.
Of your... That's really gross. Of your treasure hunting ability. I did. Ooh. There is none greater at hunting that treasure. But... Once I recruited you to my cause, say that again. Don't you talk bad about my friend Hector. See, I can have friendships.
Can you?
Once we joined and became friends, we are honest to goodness, dear good friends.
Why do you want to break up the treaty?
I'll tell you why. I'm glad you asked me.
That's the question.
For 1,000 years, close to give or take, a little before, a little after, there has been a treaty in place. A treaty that is under the guise of peace.
Mm-hmm. You know this to be true.
This treaty dictates that there will be no war, no famine, no bloodshed in the land of Truthernia.
And that's what you've always stood for.
But this is not the real truth. The real truth is that this is an unnatural magic curse. That yes, while it may take away war, famine, bloodshed.
I'm pretty sure I remember going to war a few times.
Yes, before.
And you lost your family, which is why you didn't want war ever again. That's true. Yeah.
Ooh. And although war can rip our families away from us, Smart. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. This treaty, this curse, also takes away our free will, our passion, our love, art, ability to go further. We are sapped of that completely. This is an unnatural balance because it is not natural. Yes. There is no balance at all. There is a nothingness.
But no one dies.
True. Mm. But no one really lives. Oh, Smart.
That was good. Good
yes.
I'll stick with this. It sounds like semantics. Like no war thing sounds pretty dope. But I'll be. Yes. I'm hearing you out.
I'm feeling like we should agree so the story can move forward. But at the same time, I'm pretty good with the.
Like on a we can have a
1984
conversation later.
Orwellian control of the population thing. That sounds pretty good.
Also, turn over
no war, famine. That's Star Trek we're talking.
Really quickly, turn over your character sheet and read what your yours, Samantha. Read what your role is, your goal, who you are. From day one.
My goal is lovemaking.
Okay, not that. The part where it says that you're a spy.
I am a spy wizard, yes.
Literally.
Spy air wizard.
So, day one, Samantha has been a spy. You guys knew that the whole time. You had that information.
Yeah, best buds.
Yes. Spy.
I thought the spy stuff would have stayed at home when we were hanging out.
It did.
So, to
but
get you.
But it's who I am.
For your memories, you did serve in a lot of wars. You were a war captain. That warrior essence that you have is true. But you saw the destruction of war. You saw what it caused. You lost the people that were dearest to you. And you thought that no pain should ever be replicated like that ever again. And when the Storm Giants were offering this unnatural peace,
yes,
the chance to take away all pain, you and your family and your heritage, well, the family that's left, but the heritage standing made sure that...
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you passed it down and that no matter what, that treaty needs to stay so that no one feels that kind of pain again.
No matter what has happened to us in the past, it is your decision now, Smart and Hector. I've said my piece.
So there are two secret societies. One of them's for the treaty. The other one's against the treaty. Grimlong...
Against the treaty.
...is against the treaty. All of your friends in the tavern...
For the treaty.
For the treaty.
And everyone we have fought is... Everybody we've fought up to this point is for the treaty or against the treaty? I don't know.
For the most part.
Well, then there was also that swan that killed my family. That was a whole side thing that you guys helped me with, which was really cool. But yes, I think for the most part.
Man,
tell me about
you
it.
Blow, man.
Me?
Yes, you blow. Because you have been keeping these secrets. We helped you out at the end. It was just all lies. Look at my arm! Look, I got a bunch of cool knickknacks, but I'm a bit peeved.
Well, the problem is when the treaty came down, the talk of anything negative was kind of eliminated, so you can't really communicate or talk about breaking something that's there for a reason. So
Wait. So this whole time, what have been the limits placed upon us that we can't even say dissenting things?
Well, ever since the Storm Giant went rogue, it's kind of ruptured the treaty and balance has started restoring itself.
And that is the way it should be.
Must come down, chaos and goodness.
We've partied.
So you're seeing a little
bit
more.
We've loved, we've laughed. It has been good times, hasn't it?
Your intention is to destroy the treaty.
Yes, once and for all.
By killing us all?
By killing the Storm Giant, yes. It's the only way. Think about this. I did not intend for this to happen, but when I changed your body, your very essence, into another being...
Why that whole thing was necessary.
Well, if you had
stayed... Heck of a twist.
Yeah. You have been an orc for a very long time, my friend. A very long time.
Apparently so, yes.
And if you had woken up, maybe after a drunken night or what have you, somebody attacked you, which would not have worked out for them. Me, trust me. Maybe your map was missing. You would have remembered exactly who you are and exactly what you needed to do, and you would have gone on the rampage.
That's right.
Yes.
And he had to separate you from your friends.
I had to separate you from your very identity to put you in a place.
Mainly sad that the people I spent the last 30 years of my life with and went to war with and died without knowing what happened to me. But that's fine if you're happy with that. If you're okay with the cost of your actions.
I'm not totally on board with it, but I understand the cost of freedom and, you know...
As you're having this conversation, I mean, you're still in the apex of the mountain and the storm's up ahead. You notice that the clouds, the storm is starting to subside and it's nighttime.
Well, that was quick.
So what would you like to do from here? I mean, we're still in the mountain. Sounds like you need to make a little bit of a decision.
Yeah.
Pro treaty, against the treaty. That needs to happen. As you're having a discussion.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm just looking for the turtle. The turtle. I saw him come into the mountain. Snort. It's you. Smord, do you remember me? You remember me? Please say that. Where have you been this whole time? We've been looking for you.
Yes, I do.
It's your friend, Trixon.
Derek, what?
Derek. It's Derek.
Del boy.
It's me. Oh my gosh,
Derek.
We don't know what happened. I was at the tavern. I was there with my friend the Minotaur and the Turtle.
Why don't they have real names?
Because I didn't think of them right now. Oh wait, we did, didn't we? No, the Turtle never had a name, but the Minotaur.
His name was Raphael.
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 Smart knows all the names. Just rattle them off, Smart.
Oh my gosh, I've been looking for you forever. We all got separated when we were trying to go to the forest to save the druid, but he'd already gone. No one was there. How are you?
Well, lots of things have happened. I just found out myself. I'm a little overwhelmed. I don't know if I can regurgitate it all in one time.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure I know what's happening.
Perfect. It's poor. It's poor.
Who are your friends? You. I've seen you before. I don't know if I trust you.
I don't know if I trust him either, but this is Samantha, and don't go near him.
Hello, my name is Derek. I'm a dwarf.
Yes.
I have a
Hector
wand.
Now.
I have a wand.
Ho there, travelers, and well met.
Singular. I'm Lorcan, I know better.
Have you seen Raphael? I've been looking for him. He wandered off, and this is where I saw that he went. Do you know where he's gone?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yes, you can explain this one to my...
I can explain
dear
Derek
friend.
To Derek. Derek, who's about to get a wand right now.
Whoa,
magic!
Can't...
Gosh, oh, magic! Derek the wizard dwarf!
What? Hey. Derek, look.
Never been a magical dwarf until now.
The good news is...
Hello!
Huh?
Hello!
Derek, you've got some frosting on your face there. Derek, the good news is I can explain what happened to the druid. You don't have to go off on your quest to save the druid because he's already dead.
No, Derek was asking about our friend the turtle.
Raphael!
Oh.
We all split up. I followed him here, and now I don't know where he is anymore.
You know what?
It's Raphael!
Where are we?
Raphael would still be here if it hadn't been
charm.
For Samantha.
Shall I do a summoning charm to
get definitely.
That's a bad idea. I'm afraid Raphael has...
Don't say it. Shh. Don't say it.
Silenced by a magic wand.
Is that a spell? Or
is that a spell? Can't say
Derek
it.
Derek is just putting your wand up.
You cannot say it. You may now talk.
He's dead.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Sorry. He drank something he shouldn't have drunken, and it's his fault.
But we're supposed to keep the treaty into place. Is that still happening? Oh, the storm giant. Look at all the storm.
Honestly, I have no idea right now what... apparently, the covenant that we entered into many, many years ago...
Yes.
We made decisions for...
Lifetimes.
All the people seems to have restricted free will.
But you've always known this.
Ah.
Yeah.
It is the greater good. Yes. The greater good.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No more famine. My family had long ago, over 1,000 years ago apparently, because timelines suck, but we had a lot of fields and crops and the plague.
But are you happy?
Always somewhat happy. Always sort of happy. Mm. What is happy?
But does anybody in your family paint?
The hell are you talking about?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Paint, art, love making, love, passion.
We've
excitement.
All lost so
what
much.
What is the word passion?
Passion.
My goodness.
It's passion. Found Derek's repertoire.
It's something that...
I am a dwarf.
People have been experiencing in the past few... Whatever it is, because timelines suck.
Your friend doesn't look so good.
No.
He's gone green.
It's just a mustache.
Is he always covered in that much hair?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Tabaxi. Yeah.
As the clouds part, you see a full moon.
Oh, am I? What?
I know what's happening.
Someone got bitten by the alpha.
Me? How? I did.
What's
the whole thing we just?
I have dropped about 19 clues about this.
Gang.
What?
Oh no, your friend does not look so good.
Leave it. Leave him. I want to see what happens when a cat turns into a wolf.
I'm gonna try something. A charge.
Oh, roll.
20.
Oh, that's your 20.
Yep. All sorry. Right.
Again.
I know.
We wasted it.
Oh no. Hold that transformation. I'm getting
so you're a cat wolf.
This just in.
Ooh.
Wolf cat.
Oh, that's
thank
worst
you to
time.
Jared Elzinger. You get uncomfortably energetic. For two turns, movement speed is greatly increased. Great for ambush attacks, high speed chases, delivery.
How's you? Good, it's not him.
Bonus. Absolutely. With faster movements of speed comes the power of inertia, so your physical attacks do more damage too. Disclaimer though, when the energy wears off, miss a turn to recover. Okay. So you have super speed and hyper attacks for two turns.
Mm-mm.
But his canines are getting longer.
Smart, what do we do? What do we do? Smart, what do we do? What do we do?
As he
I still just kind of want to watch and see
as
what happens.
As he transforms, you see that he's growing double, triple in size. His backpack splits off his back.
Oh.
His pockets and pants explode.
All those
his
weapons everywhere off. Again. You just
his goddamn face sweatband disappears. Oh, no. Soz about it. I have a yellow condom on my head, okay? That's it. And you no longer have control over your body. I think your friend is now a Webaxi.
A Webaxi!
Did you say your name was Hector? I think his name is now Wekte.
Wekte!
Roll for initiative, guys!
We have to fight Wekte?
I got a one!
Oh my god!
Five.
You lose two charges, by the way.
Oh,
you rolled two once. Yeah, you rolled two once. Oh, I forgot about the first one.
Okay.
So now we've got only three.
14!
20. Yes.
You rolled a 20?
I did. The second, because we both got 5, so we had to re-roll.
Ah.
To 14. To break the tie.
Wekte, what'd you get?
14.
Wekte, that's hard.
That's fine. I'm still very confused.
And Derek, 11.
What a plot.
Derek. Alrighty, guys. Samantha, your turn's first. What would you like to do?
I would like to use...
So the great sword, everything you've collected.
Oh, yeah, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my cat dog like reflexes.
I would like to use the arcane focus of my skull and see if it will say anything to me with how to defeat this, or subdue this newfound threat.
You're pretty f***ed there, bro.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Okay, all right. Well, then I guess I will try to incapacitate without hurting by using my mastery of the wind.
Yeah, nice.
To
nice,
whip
nice.
Up a tornado around Rectea and keep him suspended in the air.
Yeah, okay. Roll for me.
Can I do a counter?
Ooh, I like that.
Dig my claws into the ground so he can't pick me up. So
let's talk about those claws. If you were to have, I don't know, fleas on you that suck blood, they've just sucked your blood, which is now infected with the curse.
Oh.
You have were fleas.
Oh, no. This is easy to follow. Okay, so I'm going to...
Those have turned into golden giant claws on you. And you can use them to do whatever you'd like, but that's how it's done its first one.
One.
Lose a charge.
Nice to see that the luck is still strong in this one.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So, Wekte, that was your counter move.
Yeah.
What would you like to do for your attack now?
I'm going to just...
Oh, you actually want to attack them?
I want to, because I'm pissed. He, best friend lied to me. I'm freaking angry right now. A lot of emotions are coming out. Derek, so
hello?
I keep all the names straight.
Hello?
Derek, Smod, and Samantha. I'm aiming for all of you with these golden claws.
I'm meant to meet you.
They're basically like gold little daggers coming out of my claws. But I'm losing the claws, so I'm losing like three of them.
So you're throwing them?
Throwing
it's
like three
throwing
of them.
Daggers? Okay.
Let's see how
random
we do.
Random tar.
10.
That's a hit.
Oh, Derek.
Well, don't we roll for defense?
Oh, I. This is too fast.
Yeah.
But I have super speed.
Ow.
Can I avoid?
What was your next? No, roll per person.
Oh, that was 10.
Derek got damage.
Uh-huh. Derek got damage.
What about
4?
No, you missed.
No, and 16.
You got hit
ooh.
Twice.
Oh, what?
You deserve it.
So was there two hearts out?
One and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm still just floating up in the air. It's like Derek's Willy Wonka drinking the fizzy lifting drink.
It's Derek's turn. I don't know your friend. I have no allegiance. I'd like to...
Smite?
Yes.
Smite our friend?
Yes. Out of the tip of my wand will come a very sharp object. What is happening with my accent? And what will
lots
happen is it will splice through his heart. Okay? Yay!
No!
Two. No, not yet, but still. Okay. Smord, your turn.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to hit Samantha.
Do it,
because I have to.
I don't like him.
I feel like it might diffuse this moment, and also he deserves it.
All right.
So I'm just gonna hit him with the butt end of my trident.
Oh, nice!
And then look at you and laugh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, ouch, dude! You just took another halfer.
You deserve
another
that.
Another halfer?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Garda, if you're in there, come back out, please.
Samantha, it's your turn. Damn, you're taking some damage.
I don't know, maybe an apology would make it.
I opened with an apology. Okay.
Didn't seem sincere.
Everyone, listen to me. I'm truly sorry. Hector, I'm the sorriest to you. I have been lying to you this whole time, but our friendship is real. Winds, clouds, listen to me. Come together and cover that moon. Please.
Okay, Rob, that's cool.
That's cool. This idea. Is the largest scale game we've done.
The sky clears completely now.
Completely clears. That moon is amazing.
It's a what?
Hector, you grow all the way bigger.
Bigger, and I'm on the ground now.
Lose a charge. Oh my gosh. Not going well with it. I believe this is a very scary moment. Okay.
I want to use another charge right now. Right now.
Yeah, roll for me.
Four.
Okay, what do we got with the four?
It's a good time to use a four.
Good time for a four. We got a four.
Tyler B says that you choose one other character, friend or foe, to turn into a potted plant for one turn. The character turned into the plant has the stats of said plant.
I have the stats.
Wow, Tyler B. Stats.
Stats. Oh, sorry.
Tyler B just saved you.
T-boys. Thank you, Tyler.
You are now a potted plant. Get back in your seat. Get back in your seat.
Yeah.
Tiny little.
Because also I haven't stretched. This one's cramping.
Oh yeah. No.
Uh oh, got the strength and stamina of a werewolf.
Well, it's the pot plant's turn.
Yes.
What would you like to do?
What I got here? All right, hold on.
You're a pot plant.
I have a gold tooth. Yes. Oh, because I fixed my tooth. Yep. Okay. Remembering. All the
blood's
coming back.
Can you
to
actually
my...
read out your inventory?
Magic rope. Care pack with bread.
No, you don't have the rope anymore.
No, I don't. Burned it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, good call. Gold tooth. So I got a couple fleas in this potted plant. But I'm like,
plant doesn't have
I
teeth.
Can't, like, I nope. can't think.
No, nope. There is one plant that has a teeth.
You didn't anything else that you acquired?
I've used it all.
Have you?
Yeah, I also haven't done dupe any charges. Can a plant get a charge right now?
A plant can use a charge.
Oh, there we go. Seven.
Seven. with a seven... here we go. Life of the party. Restore everyone in the party to full health.
Yes.
A plant has...
I feel better.
You can thank Eamon LeBron for that one.
Wow. This Eamon. Is you. This is becoming quite farcical.
Alrighty. So we got a potted plant. It's Derek's turn.
How many turns am I like this?
One.
No. You leave our plant friend alone.
I mean, he's so vulnerable, I could kill him quite instantly.
No, I know you can, but he doesn't deserve to die.
He genuinely doesn't. That's just, he genuinely doesn't.
How did Raphael die? He was my lover.
From what I vaguely
remember. Why is
that
so confusing for you?
He drank a potion.
Sad.
They had to do a puzzle. There was a series of potions.
Oh, he
drank
cannot
the
smell.
Wrong one. You know,
he cannot smell.
He chose poorly. And I'm afraid.
And now your friends are plant. What is your situation?
It's a strange old day.
What happened to you? Remember the
last
time?
Well, apparently, I may have entered into some kind of situation with this.
Against your will, to be fair, but.
Genasi, and I had my memory stripped of me. They turned me into a dragonborn. Everything. I went on a quest. I got three gems. He was to kill.
Everything you learned was real.
We had buried those. We made sure that they would never be put together again. You have the
trident. That's why you had the map.
That's why I had. That
you swore to make sure that these would never be on the trident ever again.
Yep.
That was our goal in life.
Yes.
You were the only person that had the locations
of the
gemstone.
So were we coming back from hiding these?
Yes.
And that's why we were in the tavern?
Yes, celebrating the fact that these gemstones...
And then you interjected, and now this whole thing has been a ruse to try and convince... So, okay, now
what are you doing
now
with that? You have to destroy the trident right now.
No.
You have to destroy the trident.
No, you have to keep it alive because it's the only thing that can kill the frost giant.
Give me one good reason why I should destroy it.
It is your sworn goal.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
The storm giant's very existence is sapping everyone of our own free will.
Go.
Plant sounds.
Well, it's my turn because I'm on the
counterpoint.
List next.
Counterpoint. go ahead.
I'm going to shoot you.
Derek, don't shoot him.
But you know
I... That's not the answer.
You're right. Damn it, I'm really literally fighting for peace. Okay, let's chat.
Derek, you lost your lover.
Yes.
Are you still a plant? Yes. Good. Not we're safe yet. For a moment.
You literally have like a bomb.
I lost my family.
Not long ago, I believed that destroying, hiding these stones and entering into this covenant with the storm giants was the right way to be. But the truth is, a life in grey is no life worth living. And that is what
I've
learned.
You know our motto, say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Grey all day. Grey all day.
But the truth is, what I've learned in my previous 8 episodes, 6 behind bars, is that friendship and struggle and strife and a pot of green, that's what brings meaning to life. And if you can't have those things, then there's nothing to fear losing.
You were my friend.
I'm still your friend.
No friend would do this treachery.
I'm doing this for you.
Derek, wait.
So that we can be happy.
The mere weeks that we have had a little eruption in treaty has cost me my lover. Do you not see that?
But Derek, yes. But Derek, wait.
But
Derek.
Here's the thing.
Don't touch me.
You don't loved. Touch me. Don't. I don't. Dwarf.
I will swat you away. Little. I'm a little man. Derek. Do you know I'm a man, right?
Yes.
Oh, my name's Derek. I'm a little man.
Gorgeous little man,
Del
Derek.
Del boy.
Yes.
You loved. Raphael.
Yes.
You loved Raphael.
Yes.
And that's something that we would lose with the treaty.
He would be rock hard with me. I
have to. Hey, during this, can I be slowly turning back into a thing? Or am I still a plant?
Yeah.
So we're going all slowly. Long
actually, we should all roll perception as well.
Okay.
Well, okay.
11.
10.
6.
None of us see it. What'd you roll?
Right. I roll clearly a 3.
Cool. No one sees it.
Fine.
Cool,
but isn't 10 above, like, isn't that our...
To see this happening? We are engaged. This needed higher than that.
I'm going to plant teeth.
Go on, Smart. Go on. Ask Derek how he feels about Raphael now versus how he felt about Raphael then. It
seems
there's a difference.
I feel a lot of pain.
Yes. Did you an hour... Did you days ago when you had lost me and you couldn't find me? Or did
I
you just feel...
perplexed.
Perplexed. Mm. Yes. I understand that feeling greatly today.
And if you were to lose Smaud now, right in front of your eyes, how would that make you feel?
I'm not,
you're the one with the power.
I would probably lose my insides out of my mouth.
Yes. You would, that is heartbreak, is what you're describing. Which means that your heart is full. In the same way that Smaud's is, in the same way. He turned back into a thing, didn't he? He's right behind you.
Either that or he's pooping, I'm not sure.
Giant werewolf behind you, yes.
And he's my friend.
I have an urge to kill him.
Hector, are you okay?
Well, that's Derek's turn. Smaud, it's your turn now.
A little pissed.
Smaud, your turn.
Oh, right. That was a turn.
My turn, yeah.
That was a turn. Discussions.
We used conversation. It was very effective.
It was very effective. I feel like this is the UN. I'm going to hit Samantha again.
We're on the same page.
They re-hit. She's like he rehealed, so just gonna one more time, just bonk on her head.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's 10.
It's effective. Half a heart. Dang.
I'm doing this so you don't have to.
Damn it! Ow.
Samantha, it's your
high
turn.
High five.
That's fair.
Samantha, it's your turn.
Okay. I can't attack my friends. I'm trying to help Hector. I will once again...
What was your perception roll?
It was a 6. What?
Oh, I should have used that term for more. I know what I should have done. I didn't do it.
I'll use my last charge to see what's going on.
Ooh.
16. 16. My last one.
16. 20. Mr. Pirate Dancer says, as this charge is used, a cake appears. You magically know that there is a file hidden in the cake and that this sharp, pointy, dangerous file is the kind of file that you can saw through metal bars with. Mm. How both delicious and great for escaping cages and prisons. Ooh. You know that eating this cake will also heal you immensely should you choose to do so.
Cake!
Heal you immensely. Does that include the ailment of a were curse?
It's cake, dude. No.
I thought you were going to be like, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I have summoned a cake. Careful, though. There is a file in this which you could choke on, possibly.
I don't believe anything you say anymore.
Then see
Give
for
me
yourself.
That cake.
Be careful. I'm warning you. As
it
a
looks
friend.
Very delicious.
As a friend and failed lover, there's a file in there. Don't hurt yourself, but the rest of the cake is good. It was a spell that I was saving in case we were trapped in a jail cell or
Hector,
something to get us
turned.
Out.
Seems like a bad time to use the spell that's for when we're trapped in a jail cell.
I don't want to attack anybody.
Wick we'll there, put this here for later.
Yeah.
Peace
what
offering
if it chokes
cake.
On the file and dies?
Yeah, it kills
That could
tremendous.
Do it. Lodge.
No,
I'm dead.
No, I will not allow.
I like blood all of a sudden.
What?
I'm gonna lumber over there because now I'm like four times taller than Heck there normally is. I'm gonna go ahead and grab Derek and just hawk him right off the mountain. It's a dwarf, man. It's kind of just like a hawk and a softball. I'll underhand him.
Not me, lucky charms!
You're four times the size. You get a plus 13. Four on that.
17.
Well, Derek.
Show me what you do.
Is it like underhand or overhand?
No, I'm thinking like a football.
Is this you need to roll?
Around?
No.
And Derek's a perfect spiral.
What? Derek is... later. You know in what was that
Pokemon.
Show?
You're thinking of Pokemon.
Team Rocket goes off.
Yes.
Hey, to be fair, I aim for the Storm Giant.
You know, I have just remembered that Derek was a bloodthirsty killer.
Derek's
Well,
done.
That was a cool use of my turn.
That was a good
Derek
job.
Drops his wand.
Oh my god.
Before he goes. Alright, so that was Wector's turn.
Derek
May
gone.
You rest in peace,
so
my
my turn again.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my respectable dead, right? spectacles.
Yes.
And charmingly suggest that you calm the down. Oh,
I like that. Right.
12.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
I think better?
Can you communicate in where? Because you're orc, I feel like you're the closest to be able to do that.
Yeah. We're good.
Samantha, it's your turn. Can you roll a perception check for
we
me?
We should take him inside.
8.
No.
We should take him out of the boot.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Hey, look at little Hector. Just take a seat.
You're getting a hernia or something?
These are gonna pop right out.
Ooh. This is a very useful weapon to have.
I'd like to use the last of my meats and cheese. To just
I'm
feed
not
Hector.
Sure they're good, but...
Is Hector turning back into...
Is, what?
Is there a cave? You want to throw it into the cave or follow it in there?
No, I'm just...
You're telling him how to subdue you.
I'm just offering it to you. Meats and cheese. And I'll use my wind power. That's my turn.
That's your
That's
turn.
That's what I want to do for my turn.
That's literally your turn. Okay. Wechter, it's your turn.
Wechter,
it's your turn.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying not to hurt my friends.
I'm sorry.
I'm still kind of pissed.
Hector, I owe you the biggest apology of them all because, like I have been trying to say,
Wechter doesn't understand you. Wechter is berserk.
Wait.
Okay, pass it on. Now that's all right. Yeah.
I thought that I knew every single language in Truthernia, but your skills smalled the orc. This is
Shut
exactly
up.
What I needed. If you could please translate, please.
You don't need to speak
do
here.
One solid
this is
punch
adult
just to
speaking.
Knock him out. Just one solid punch.
Done.
One
Roll
solid, really good, brave from...
Wait!
One.
Wait! One. I'm going to contribute by holding. Surely we don't
it's
have to roll
a one.
Well, surely we don't have to roll a 10 between
air.
Us.
Wechter just rolled a 1.
Yeah, all I gotta do is roll a 9 and then we pass, right?
No, Wechter loses a charge and strikes himself in the face.
The worst werewolf.
Take a heart damage because you've got claws and golden fleas' claws too. Oh, yeah. So you've really hurt yourself.
Well, now it's my turn.
Roll for perception.
11.
Holy shit, there is a moon amulet on the ground that you got from Depor Bitch. It's glowing like the moon.
Oh.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to pick that up and put it in my pocket.
And give me.
Okay, sure, do that.
Actually, I'm going to... No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick it up and say, become a half moon. To the moon.
Try it.
Become a half moon, moon.
Nothing happens.
So then I'm just going to put it in my pocket.
Nothing happens. Cool.
Can I do one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
Can I pick up this magic wand?
Yes.
And throw it into that cave?
Yeah. Who's a good boy?
Yeah. Who's a good boy? Whee!
All right, Wecter's gone. Ooh. Samantha, what would you like to do? Now that you know, the clue is the moonstone.
Moonstone.
Well, the most important thing is my friends.
Good Lord above.
My friends. So I'm going to slice at this cake, open it up, take the file out,
yep.
Prove that it was a file in there,
okay.
And then offer the rest of the cake to Ektar. Ektar, you're hurting, buddy. You hurt
no,
yourself.
No, I just got him inside.
Yes. Okay, well, then I'll put this at the foot of the mouth of the cave so that he can smell it and come to the entrance of the cave and
eat
it.
Do you want to... Roll again for me. This is for insight and yes. This is for knowledge because you are a
13.
Great, cool. If you put the amulet on him, he will return
well,
to normal.
Obviously, but we have to draw him out of the cave.
The cake?
Come on, Rob.
Put the
Rob.
Amulet in the cake.
Yes,
throw the cake
Rob.
Down my face.
Sorry.
Smog.
Sorry.
This is Rob is getting really event. Confusing us. Thank you. Yes. Like an animatronic dog. There we go.
There
it is.
Okay, so who's going to put the amulet on? Roll for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Roll for me.
You know, it's a little easier for him because we're buds.
9.
Sit!
It's a 9.
Bad boy!
Samantha, do you want to do it?
Yes, I'll try.
Go.
9.
Now he's outside.
The wand
is like
in that was in your mouth shot a spell which hit the moon amulet out of your hand and landed around your goddamn neck. And with that, because the stone is touching your skin / furs on your body, you turn back into Ektar.
Oh, may I? What happened?
He had that thing up in his mouth.
Another weapon.
Yeah.
I called dibs.
This is what happened, Ektar. Smog, you now know the truth, both of you. You now know where my allegiances lie.
Throughout this whole thing, you hear, now that the storms were, you know, dismissed so abruptly.
Yes.
Because, you know, there were clouds.
Unnaturally.
Then there weren't.
Uh-huh.
And there was disturbance in the force. You hear huge footsteps.
Derek!
Coming.
That's not Derek.
Towards
guys,
you.
My cat and slight dog-like reflexes. Ooh, they're saying something bad's coming.
You are like cat dog.
Cat dog.
Cat dog. Get that. yes, no, but you can hear that. There's a somewhat imminent threat approaching.
Perception. Yes?
No.
Okay,
no
it's need. Coming.
Oh, sure. It's a 100-foot giant making its way over to you. How's that for perception?
Yes. There. You can talk now. You're a man.
Oh, sorry. Dog tongue. We gotta get,
yes,
we gotta
yes.
get out of here.
No. This is our final stand.
Oh.
I know here? What I need to do, which is to kill this frost giant, this storm giant, so that we are free of this curse. If you will stand with me as friends, I will thank you. And I will do everything in my power to make it up to you for the lies and the deception. But I needed those stones. I needed that trident. That is the only artifact in Truthernia that can do this. You have the power.
Dude.
If I may, as a werewolf / cat / Dude. Man, I had time to think while I was lashing out emotionally, but Dude. I was still thinking, and I understand your point of view. I wish Dude. You were upfront about it, and I don't know where our friendship stands, but I will stand with you this day.
I have a question.
Storms are rolling in.
Yeah, but if a baby's bitten by a werewolf, does it turn into a puppy?
I didn't get that. Great question.
Oh, God, here we go.
And as this happens, a storm giant starts to approach.
Whoa. Oh, kind of wish I was a werewolf right now.
Ooh.
And that's all we have time for this episode of Fungeons and Flagons. It's about to go down for the finale.
I'm excited.
You know it's going to be good for this one. So now we have a Webaxy.
Yes.
With that amulet, new powers, comes great responsibility.
Sexy genie.
Well, no, the truth is
lying
coming
genie.
Out for Truthernia. You're now an orc called Smaud. This is what's going down. Guys, please do not miss the finale. It will be happening next week with our very own Matthew Mercer it's as the Storm Giant.
Probably be smoother than this episode was.
Had to do a lot of back end
You guys
stuff.
Just don't write. You took the amulet and never gave it back to DePaul, bitch. Yeah. I don't forget stuff like that. Yeah. I kind of forgot stuff
I wasn't
like
here.
That. But then it's like, yeah. Good point. Hey. Gotta write it down.
A lot of truth dropping today.
Gotta write it down.
She wrote down, hi, Rob.
Yay, Chloe.
You write hi back. You gotta write
sorry, hi, Chloe.
Make sure you subscribe to Geek Bomb. We hit 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
But that's fine. Thank you, YouTube algorithm.
Is that 200,000 or did you lose something?
No, I lost it. Yeah, there was a huge glitch. Lost a chunk.
Back to our normal number.
Yay. You didn't take the silver button from me, but I'm not going to get a second one. I understand that. Yay.
Yay.
So next week will be the final episode of Fungeons and Flagons. This will be the showdown. Do not miss it. By the way, if you do have any Fungeons and Flagons art, jump on the Reddit or hashtag Fungeons Flagons on Instagram and Twitter. I want to showcase all the art for the final episode as well. Thank you so much to Terry. You noticed in the recap this morning, in the beginning of the show, that it was animated for the first time and looking amazing.
Terry.
Also, we've got merchandise happening, punderwear.net. You can get season 2 merch for Fungeons and Flagons as well. And Patreon details are going to be changing February, so this is your last chance to jump in at this tier and earn the perks before it all changes. Guys, where can people find you online?
At Sam Basher and at Only Stupid Answers everywhere that matters.
At Hector is Funny and at 500 GF Podcast.
Boom.
On this show with Ooh. Her.
Yay! Subscribe to Geek Bombs. And Matt Mercer, where are people going to find you and what have you got to plug?
Well, you'll find me in the next episode, but until then, at Matthew Mercer on Twitter or Critical Role Thursdays at twitch.tv/Critical Role.
Boom. God, that voice.
Oh, yeah, guys, we'll see you next week. It's going to be good. Don't miss it. Cheerio,
old
pals.
And let's have another round as buddies and pals. We'll get there. One more episode. We'll get there.